I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight in what could be an historic election in Atlanta. Voters are deciding if the next mayor will be Keisha Lance Bottoms or Mary Norwood. If Norwood wins, she will be Atlanta's first white mayor since the mid-1970s and Atlanta's first ever white female mayor. If Bottom wins, it would continue what's been called the city's black political machine. Other cities and counties around the state also have runoff elections today. Well, analysts for the Georgia Public Service Commission say that the Plant Vogtle project should be canceled because it no longer is economically viable, given the additional costs and schedule delays. The findings, reported in the Atlanta Business Journal, are based on Georgia Power reports presented during the November Public Service Commission hearings. As of June, Georgia Power estimated the total cost of the Plant Vogtle project would be $12.2 billion, with completion dates for the Units 3 and 4 set for November 2021 and November 2022, respectively. The announcement on the fate of the project is expected from the commission in February. A 5-year-old girl has died and 21 other children were injured after a bus carrying elementary school students crashed in Liberty County this morning. The bus driver was injured as well and transported to a hospital. The bus was traveling on a dirt road around 7 this morning when the driver lost control and ran off the roadway, entering a ditch and hitting a tree. The Georgia State Patrol is investigating and says charges are pending. A 30-foot Confederate monument in downtown Decatur can be relocated to another visible site or placed in historical context, but it can't be destroyed or concealed. This according to a legal opinion issued by DeKalb County's attorney. The DeKalb Board of Commissioners, who passed a resolution condemning the monument for glorifying the Confederacy in October, will now consider what to do with the obelisk erected in 1908. According to the AJC, the legal opinion concludes that the county government owns the monument and can move it to a cemetery, museum, or other property. The American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia has hired former DeKalb County CEO Burl Ellis as its first political director. ACLU of Georgia Executive Director Andrea Young says Ellis's own experience with the criminal justice system makes him a good fit. While serving as DeKalb's CEO, Ellis was indicted for threatening to withhold county business from vendors that didn't contribute to his election campaign. He was convicted, but the Georgia Supreme Court later reversed that decision. And a Georgia jury has acquitted citizen journalist Nadia Tisdale of the most serious charges she faced after she was arrested while filming a 2014 Republican rally in Dawson County. The Times of Gainesville reports Tisdale was found not guilty on felony obstruction of an officer and criminal trespass. Jurors did convict her on misdemeanor obstruction charges. The charges stem from an altercation with a sheriff's captain who removed her from the event while she was filming. Tisdale would have faced up to 5 years in prison had she been convicted of the most serious charges. She'll be sentenced on December 18th. Finally today, the Atlanta School Board has amended its dress code to no longer ban what's been termed distracting clothing. The change comes after Springdale Park Elementary School fifth grader Fallon Handley petitioned the board to allow her classmates to wear leggings to school. Fallon said the dress code unfairly targeted girls, and after yesterday's decision, she addressed the Board of Education, thanking them. Her statement was recorded by the AJC.
I learned that the simple dress code can have bigger meanings like equality, empowerment, and that rules can lift or dampen a spirit. APS has lifted a lot of girls and boys today who believe in fairness and equality.
The revised policy requires clothing to be modest and to fit appropriately while allowing students to express themselves. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.